We've updated our website to give it a fresh new look and feel, while keeping the great information about the universe that you've come to expect. Check it out at stardate.org. Stardate January 11th. Tadpoles swim through the Orion Nebula, a giant stellar nursery more than 1,300 light-years from Earth. Like tadpoles, they're not yet fully mature. Also like tadpoles, not all of them will survive their hostile environment. The tadpoles are known as protoplanetary disks, proplids for short. They're giant cocoons of gas and dust. Each one envelops a central star that's still being born, and some of them may give birth to planets. The proplids look like tadpoles because they're being sculpted by the radiation of nearby stars. The stars are exceptionally hot and bright. They produce a lot of ultraviolet radiation. The UV acts like a blowtorch, blasting the proplids. The side of a proplid that faces the stars is hot and bright, so it forms the head of the tadpole. The tail is formed by gas flowing away from it. The proplids are quite young, no more than a couple of million years old. Their central stars are still taking shape. Many of them shoot out jets of hot gas from their poles that are billions of miles long. A disk of cooler gas and dust may surround the infant star. If it survives the blowtorch, the disk may give birth to planets, worlds born from the remains of stellar tadpoles. The Orion Nebula is visible to the unaided eye. It looks like a wide, fuzzy star in Orion's sword. Orion is in the east and southeast at nightfall, with the sword to the right of its three-star belt. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.